Malachi here, and this is live from Studio A. We are joined right now in our studios by Lila Aboukader. How's it going?
Hey, good.
We are so happy to have you. You want to kick things off with a song today?
Yeah, this one's called Begin Again. It's been a long time, honey. I wish that we could begin again. It's been everything but sunny, but the moon seems to ease the wind. Oh, let's begin again. Begin again, begin the end. And it seems as soon as I relax, it's time to go back behind the screen. If you notice something funny, honey, I believe we've been feeling the same thing. Let's begin again. Begin again, begin the end. Oh, begin again. Begin again, begin the end. Hypnotize me, let me believe that nothing's going on here. If you could just leave and think that I'm a thief and let my own burnt out heart fall apart when you're right there with open arms. Open arms, but let's just begin again. Begin again, begin the end. Oh, begin again. Begin again, begin the end.
That is Lila Aboukader. That is called Begin Again. And is that a new song for you?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny one to start with since it says begin with the end, but here we go.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for really helps us segue. I'm guessing later on we will hear middle of the interview and the closing track. Anyways, it's good. It's really good to hear that. You know, we've seen you around. You've been mighty busy playing all over town, kind of throughout the quarantine, throughout the pandemic. Before that, leading up to that with North Shore Summit and as well playing a lot of solo and different gigs. How do you kind of stay so busy? How has it been with the pandemic? How have you had to adjust, and what have been some of the challenges to continue to play so often around Duluth?
Yeah, for sure. That's a good question because it's been a mighty year. But I don't know. I had a lot of opportunities that I was very fortunate. My buddy at Earthrider, Tom Fabjans, kind of helped me get a solo residency, and that's how it started. I hadn't played solo since high school, so and I was really missing it. So I did that, and I was playing with my buddy George Pooks, and we kind of just had this little thing, and we did three residencies there. We played at the Glen Sheen on the pier, played at a beautiful nursery like with Gavin St. Clair and Ingeborg von Igesis. So that was super fun. So I would say, like, with COVID and everything, it's been a blessing, just like all the opportunities I've had, but the pace of them kind of helped me ease into becoming more solo, because I was used to playing a 6-person band and it was really different. So smaller shows and all that, like, it helped me.
Yeah, it kind of forces you to work on your own, you know, your solo thing, especially just with North Shore Summit was pretty big. I don't know how how different pods, different quarantines, it kind of makes you really work on your own thing when you're playing, once you're forced to go behind the band. So have these been songs, the songs that you're playing now, have you always been writing your own songs, things that you've meant to play solo? Were you writing more for the band and it's been a switch, or kind of how does that work for you?
For Blue Jay, I wrote a lot of them. Like, I wrote kind of the bones, and then everyone would bring in all their stuff and make it gorgeous. And but yeah, I'm a songwriter. That's what I do. So this has been really fun, kind of being able to go at my own pace, which is really fast, and like get them out there, play the show. You don't have to practice it really, because it's just you. So I love that. Actually, I have an EP coming out. Like, soon, so.
Soon, you heard it here. That is, and that'll be your first solo project?
Yeah.
So, yep. And for those of you who don't know, North Shore Summit put out the Blue Jay album. That had been 2019.
Yep.
Yeah, and really fun to hear that one. I think myself and many other people had been hearing some of those songs around many different venues in Duluth for a long time. New EP coming out. What's it called? Do you have a date, or can we get any of that info? Or
I don't have a specific date, but they're being mastered right now. So, like, within the next month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so very soon. It's called Your Mom Hates Me Now. It's a lot more punk, more slow rock punk versus Blue Jay with North Shore, which was very folky.
Yeah, very folky.
So I switched gears a little bit. I grew up with three older brothers, so I really channeled that in.
And what kind of stuff specifically are you channeling from their from their music collections? I too, three older siblings, yeah. Not all brothers, but a big part of my musical taste as well. So I kind of know how that goes. Yeah, what kind of.
Like Say Anything in Blink-182 and like
yeah, that kind of stuff.
Kind of the witty like punk.
Yeah, I've always thought that with North Shore Summit there was, as you said, it's more folky material, but the shows were, you know, very energetic and kind of that punk spirit there as well. Even if the music is a little different. Well, you want to play a song off of that new EP then?
This one is not off the EP.
Okay.
I'm saving those babies, but I do have a show this weekend, and you'll be able to have a sneak peek if you do want to listen to those ones.
Wonderful. Let's hear it.
All right. Sometimes I scream about it. Special dream where I'm surrounded by a couple few hundred in a ditch that's pretty flooded. But I can't take it, I'll run until I start to float away. And if I see you, still won't stay. So watch out, you say there's nothing here for you today. And get out, you're not welcome here. That's what I feared, and you are much more sincere. And guess it's time to find something else I've behind. Oh, can't figure out my way inside, but I'll try, I'll freak out. Cause I'll start to feel empty, I'll leak out all that's left of me. And I guess it's time to just be and let myself scream.
Wonderful. That sounds great. Thank you so much for joining us today. And you mentioned a show coming up this weekend. You want to tell us a little more about that? Any other plans you've got for the Homegrown Week and ways that people can see you live besides you and you right now coming up?
Yeah. So Saturday, well, actually, it's like a weekend-long fest at Earthrider. So definitely go check it out. Check up their page. There's a lot of people, a lot of things going on. And, I'm playing 5 to 7 on Saturday. I'm having some of my friends join me. We're going to debut a few of those new EP songs. So it's going to be really fun. So I'm playing inside at the Cedar Stage, and they do a really good job. social distancing and all that there.
Yep.
So props to them and for keeping all this music alive. But yeah, definitely check out This Weekend.
And that is, do you have any, like, you've done a few live streams, and that seems to be what a lot of the homegrown, it's kind of this mixture of outdoor unofficial events and then a lot of live streamed, pre-recorded. Have you been doing any of that live streaming? How has that worked? Do you like that? Do you enjoy that?
I liked it with the people that I've done it with. I never thought that's something I would really like. I get nervous. Like, I am such a person to be in person.
Yeah, like, you know, you always know how many people are in front of a stage. But when you're playing to a, you don't know who's.
You don't know. You can't see their reactions. Like, you know what I mean? And so, but I did one with Joe Oliveri at the Zinema, which was really fun. And I also did one with Richard Narman, 2104.
Yep.
So super great. So with them, it was just a blast. We just had dinner and, you know, had some beer and sang.
Yeah, those 2104 shows are very, just a nice, like, intimate setting with the music and just hanging out. I feel like those, from what I've seen of virtual, those kind of, when they're trying to recreate an old show, it doesn't quite go over as well as for when people just kind of accept it's like a, you know, an intimate coffee house kind of living room session.
Totally.
From ones that I've seen. We also saw your name on some of the Bob Dylan events. You want to tell us a little bit about that? We've got lots of Bob Dylan fans here at KUMD, and you're going to be involved with that somehow?
Yeah, Tom, once again, he got me involved. Me and George are going to be on the Duluth Does Dylan CD soon, and we recorded about 2 months ago at Sacred. We did the Times They Are Changing. I don't know why that one hasn't been taken yet. So
I never actually realized, is there a no repeats rule?
There's a note. They have a spreadsheet with everything, and yep, no repeats.
Yeah, so this will be the fifth one. Really cool to see some newer artists in Duluth. It's been just a great snapshot of the last 20 years of Duluth music covering Bob Dylan, and so we're looking forward to hearing that one. And I'm sure Times They Are Changing, it's going to be great from you. You want to tell people a little bit about how you ended up playing music in Duluth? Are you from the area?
Yeah, I'm from the Sticks, kind of by Hermantown up there in the woods. I started playing, my brother's probably my biggest influence. I got my first guitar when I was 12, and him and I would just write songs, goofy songs always, and just laugh and have so much fun. But so I started when I was like 12, and I wrote my first song like right away, and that's kind of how it got going. Like, that's what keeps me going, is the songwriting part of it, and I love it. Keeps me sane, kind of. And then Duluth has just, like, I don't think there's anywhere else like Duluth, and I don't think there's a better time to say it than during Homegrown, you know? Like, even though we can't do it, everyone's, you know, doing their best and missing it, and we're missing it together, but we're still supporting each other, and I couldn't be doing any of the things that I'm doing right now without every person that's helped me along the way. So shout out to all y'all.
Any favorite homegrown memories, shows? either your own or as a spectator?
When North Shore played at the folk school, it was like really challenging. It was hard. It was our first show where everyone was sitting in rows, kind of like instead of, you know, moving around.
Yep.
Like the normal shows that we've had and dancing a little bit. So it was like, it was really intimate and challenging, but I was really proud of us, and it's probably my favorite memory.
Yeah, it seems like getting back to that live stream thing, it's just another way where it'd be harder to gauge the how well your music's going over if people are all, you know, seated, and you can still see their faces, but compared to moving around and dancing and have a good time, which is the North Shore Summit shows that I had seen. Usually lots of dancing, lots of moving, lots of grooving. Always a good time at those ones. Any plans, any collaborations, or are going to be going solo for a while here?
The EP is like collabed with Adam Herman, Tarek, and it's like solo, but they're like back Is that what you call it?
Backing band.
Yeah.
I guess.
I'm new to this. So Tarek and Matt Groom of the Slamming Doors.
Sweet.
So they're great. No, but I am always willing to, I'm looking in search.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to any and all music that comes from you. It's great to have you here in the Twin Ports. And do you want to play another one? Play us out here, wrap us up with another tune?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming in. You can tell us a little bit about it or any. But you don't have to.
It's called Putting You Out With Them. It's kind of a sadder one, but it has depth.
Okay.
It makes me feel better when after I play it. Kind of helps with that. Yeah.
Awesome. Let's take a listen. This is Lila Aboukader here live from Studio A. That is Lila Aboukader here on KUMD. Once again, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure to have you in and hear some songs and get to know you a little more for all of our listeners here in Duluth.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I love KUMD. Support them.
You heard it here. Thank you very much and have a good day. Today's live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean and Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, you can go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thank you for listening.